This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 26.
Welcome to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3. Assalamu alaikum, I'm your host Zainab Hamdi, and welcome to Day 26 of the Productive Muslim Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. So, for today, your article is on how to be a productive mediator. Now, this is really important because sometimes you find yourself in the middle of an argument between two people, and you're the one who is trying to keep the peace, trying to get people together. One of the things that generally tends to happen here is when someone comes to you with a problem, you might be very horrified. You're like, oh my God, let me tell you about what I heard about their problem. It's absolutely awful. But you've not heard the other side. And then when you hear the other side, you're like, oh, okay, maybe that first person wasn't as honest as I thought they were. Because maybe it might not even be that they were being dishonest, but when you have a perspective of how you perceive something, you might not be able to articulate all the sides to the story. And so before you pass a judgment on any dispute, you need to make sure that you've heard all of the sides, okay? The next thing that you need to do is you need to be searching for wisdom from the Quran and Sunnah. So sometimes, because we get, you know, in situations where somebody has been violated, where somebody has not been given their rights, somebody has been oppressed, it's very easy for us to become angry at them and give an emotional judgment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered that we give just judgments, okay? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders justice and good conduct. So even though we might sympathize with someone, we might find the actions of someone abhorrent, we might feel like, you know, they deserve to be punished, but you have to make sure that whatever judgment you're passing is in line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sharia. You also need to make forgiveness your aim. Forgiveness is something that is very, very crucial. And it's not something that is going to come quickly. You know, within a lot of disputes, there might be people who are really suffering. And forgiveness isn't about keeping their feelings bottled up. You know, you shouldn't leave anything unspoken inside a person's heart. But forgiveness here is that where the Prophet ﷺ said, it is not lawful for a Muslim to desert and not speak to his brother Muslim for more than 3 days while meeting. One turns his face to one side and the other turns his face to the other side. The better of the two is the one who starts greeting each other. Now obviously there are people who've suffered quite a lot, and this for them is going to be something very difficult. There might be someone that they don't want to speak to. And you know, the pain that they've been through, we cannot understand it. But we need to remember at this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense them in a way that they're not going to even imagine. Because whoever pardons and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing, there are two key points within this article that I thought were actually quite beneficial. In that the first one is obviously to keep the problem to yourself. If someone has come and they are trusting you with their personal problems and their personal secrets, it is not for you to divulge any of these details to anyone. You know, imagine as well, like sometimes you feel you're settling a dispute between two people and other family members have gotten involved and you feel like you're going to share some of the information with those family members. Imagine how much worse it'll end up becoming if the two people originally involved are like, why are you telling somebody else about things that I have told you personally? Relationships and reputations are at stake. And if there are children involved, there's a lot more at risk. And you need to be very aware of this. The last point within this article, which is very crucial, is that women need to know their rights in Islam. So the person who wrote this article is somebody who has done counseling for Muslim families before. And he said that one of the things that broke his heart was seeing the amount of women that would come that were unjustly oppressed because they did not know what their rights were as a Muslim, and their ignorance left them vulnerable to be exploited. As a woman, before you enter into any sort of relationship with a Muslim, whether it's you're getting married to a Muslim or you're a mother or something, make sure you know the rights that Islam has given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair and has given us rights in Islam that we are entitled to. So you need to make sure that you are aware of these. If you're not somebody who has any disputes with people or is never involved in settling any disputes, at least you have these tips in mind should that opportunity ever arise and you have the opportunity to gain some reward by being a just and fair mediator. The rest of your tasks for the day are you're going to get your family members together and cook a new recipe for dinner. I recognize this might be quite hard if you have family members who will just say no. But I want you guys to insist to them. I want you to try your best. Maybe it ends up being that you just get one family member and you cook something interesting. Cook something new that you haven't cooked before. Always have a backup option just in case your cooking turns out really bad and you want to stick with stuff that you already know. And then your last task is to do a joint Qur'an recitation with your family of a juz from the Qur'an. So bring your family together. You know, if you're all reciting together, it will only take about 20 minutes. 20, 25 minutes maximum. You know, maybe you can alter each other. If you're reading, I don't know, juz amma, you can each decide to read a surah each. If you're reading another juz from the Qur'an, you can each say it half a page and you rotate around each other. These are your tasks for the day. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day in Ramadan. We've only got a few days left, less than 5 days left of Ramadan, inshallah. And I hope may Allah reward you and bless you guys and give you guys strength and patience through these days. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.